Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Everybody, praise the Lord. And welcome to Spend Time with God with your host, Cassandra Brand. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us stay grateful with a grateful attitude, because we have so much to be grateful for. Today's prayer is praying for financial blessings and wisdom. Because when you get the financial blessings, you have to have wisdom on what to do with the finances. Amen? And right now, in the name of Jesus, we just give you all the praise, all the glory. We give you thanksgiving. We thank you for waking us up this morning, 6 feet over, not under, alive, with another chance. We thank you for just keeping us covered with the blood of Jesus, safe from all harm and danger and viruses, floating bullets. Amen. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Because some people have serious mental issues. We have so much to be thankful for. We thank you that we have eyes where we can see, ears we can hear, a mouth we can speak, a voice that we can speak. Lord, we are so grateful. Roof over our head, food to eat. Lord, we thank you for telecommunication, that we can be on a radio station like this worldwide. You see, there's so many things that we can be grateful for and thankful for. And when we are stewards over and grateful for the little things, then he can bless us with more. Some have large portions, some have small portions, some are in the process of getting their portion. But when you get it, pray over it. Be thankful. We're praying for financial blessings today because in times like this, people losing their jobs, businesses are closing, and people need a financial miracle. Lord, we just thank you in advance. Because in the back of every dollar bill, it says that God we trust. It's your money, God. It's your money. The real money is gold. But you are the one that created all things. And you saw that it was good. And you said that if we should ask, whatever we should ask of, that we should believe that we receive, we ask right now in the name of Jesus for financial blessings from the south to the north to the west to the east. We call in financial blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Debts paid, bills paid, mortgages paid, businesses, doors open and flourishing right now in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, more than we can ever think or ask of. An overflow so that we can share and not be like the fig tree that is cursed because it bears no fruit. We call those things as they are now. in the name of Jesus. Money, come now. In the name of Jesus. In our hands, in our bank accounts, through sales, through opportunities. Now, in the name of Jesus. And when that money, the financial blessings come through, we call wisdom, godly wisdom, those dollars. Line up in obedience. Calling and naming, demanding where that money should go. That it should do good and no harm. That it should be fruitful. That it should bring joy and peace, not confusion, not greed, and definitely not like the fig tree. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know the listeners that are around the world right now. You know what they have need of. By their faith, just by spending time seeking your face first thing in the morning, Lord, show them favor. Let them experience your supernatural power. Order their footsteps. And as they lift up their hands to praise you, touch the palm of their hands and let them feel the fire of your love. And anoint their hands that everything they touch, it shall prosper. Touch their minds so they may have witty ideas. Because we are creative. Activate the creation in their minds. Be the man. He'll eat one time. But if he fish, he'll always eat. If you teach him how to fish. Serve the gifts of creation. Being creative. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Send our heart, mind, that we be lined up with your will and your purpose. Because your will and purpose is not for us to be begging for bread. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory that is yours now and forever. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Stop thanking them. Stop thanking in advance. I thank you, God, today for supernatural financial blessings and the wisdom to use with it.
Oh, God, for your mighty kingdom.